Western Massachusetts, which is home to a large Puerto Rican population, is mobilizing relief efforts for the island that was devastated by Hurricane Maria. Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola, who was born in Puerto Rico, volunteered the election office in City Hall as a donation site for relief supplies. After putting the word out on social media over the weekend, Oyola came to work Monday morning and found people lined up with cases of first aid kits, soaps, cleaning supplies, baby wipes, and other items.
If anyone who's here who has family in Puerto Rico, the biggest part is worrying about how your family's doing, and to see that so many people here locally are as concerned and wanting to help out has been just really, you know, it really hits my heart in a good place.
A coalition of political leaders, nonprofit organizations, churches, and community activists based in Springfield, Holyoke, and Westfield announced Friday the formation of Western Massachusetts United for Puerto Rico. They plan to organize donation drives and fundraising events and work with the government of Puerto Rico to distribute the aid. In addition to Springfield City Hall, other drop-off sites include community centers and library branches. Details are available on the City of Springfield's website.
We're taking pretty much anything non-perishable and things that are emergency-related, so flashlights, first aid kits, band-aids, garbage bags, things that will help people in the immediate future to be able to do cleanup efforts and things that they'll need before they can get access to stores and to purchase their own supplies.
Oyola said several members of her family live in Puerto Rico, including her grandparents.
We've been trying to desperately to communicate with my grandparents, especially because they're 82 and 79 years old. But at this point, what we have been able to do is other people have been doing, you know, wellness checks, and we've heard through friends that they're okay. They just are not in communication. They have no power. Fortunately, they do have water, though.
Waleska Lugo de Jesus, director of the Healing Racism Institute of the Pioneer Valley, said the residents of Puerto Rico desperately need help.
I was in four hurricanes while I lived in Puerto Rico, so I have a lot of family still there, and I just knew that we needed to mobilize, and I had not heard from my family for 2 days. So we just kept having conversations in the community that it was important to have a unified message and unified efforts.
The coalition has opened an account for monetary donations at Freedom Credit Union, which has pledged to match donations up to $5,000.
All of the funds that are collected are going directly to Puerto Rico organizations that are working with the hurricane victims.
Nueva Esperanza in Holyoke has been collecting relief supplies for Puerto Rico since Hurricane Irma hit the island on September 6th. The Westfield Spanish American Union is planning to set up its own drop-off center. The Springfield Public Schools will collect donations this Thursday and Friday from students and parents, but not from members of the general public. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.